We welcome you back in Sports Fan Radio 1330, your home for Stateline Sports. Jake Locley here with you and with you until 5 o'clock this evening. It's very rare that I get to come on here and tell you that a dream is coming true for me. Obviously, the best part of what I do is getting to highlight local athletes that are succeeding on the field at the high school levels, at the college levels, whether it's here or going out to other places. The best part is if I get to tell a story about a local athlete who is taking that level to the highest of their sport. And it's even more special because this person is someone I've known far before they were ever known for any athletic endeavor or anything like that. He is officially now, as of last Saturday, a member of the 52-man roster of the New Orleans Saints. He is a Stateline native. His name is Dan Arnold, who up until his junior year or senior year was at Boylan with me in the same class. And Dan is kind enough to make some time in his first week of preparation as an NFL regular season athlete to join us on the phone. Dan, thanks so much for making time, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, like I said, this is an absolute dream come true for me. Throughout this process for you, I never wanted to pull this card and ask for the interview that I know you would be willing to give because you're a good guy, but I wanted to wait until, you know, the pressure was off of getting through that training camp. And I know how much this was probably one of the toughest and most stressful times of your life. Walk me through what you could possibly compare this past experience to of the last month going through a training camp with an NFL team. Does it seem like it went by fast? Did it go by slow because it was such a grind? You know, walk me through what this last month was like.
I definitely say that there's not a lot of things on this earth that you can really compare it to, that's for sure. But I think to answer your question, it was both fast and very slow at the same time. Definitely learning an entirely new position. It seemed like every day it was like, holy cow, there's something new to learn. There's something, you know, so many mistakes happen throughout practice that you just got to kind of find a way to get through all of it. But it was definitely, I think it was definitely something I really enjoy looking back at now and being able to spend time with, you know, 90 other guys for so long and really compete against each other. Something really cool looking back at it now.
Well, I think what a lot of people are learning a little bit more with things of exposure like Hard Knocks and other things that give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain is that the margin of error is so small. Can you let yourself think about that while you're in the throes of that process, thinking about that it could come down to one snap in practice, one snap in a preseason game? Can you allow that thought to enter your mind? Does that help motivate you, or do you have to put that out just to kind of keep that stress off of your shoulders?
It's definitely a balancing act between, you know, letting that one mistake being your motivation, saying, okay, you know, I knew I made a mistake. I can definitely, you know, improve upon that. And, you know, it's trying to keep positive in the negative. Definitely, I had a lot of mistakes where it's like, gosh, you know, I knew I shouldn't be doing that, and I knew I made a mistake, and I knew I did, you know, made the wrong read or something like that. But then also at the flip side, you can't hang on to those mistakes for very long and dwell on them, because the nice thing about football is that you always have another play that follows up after making it. And the biggest thing is, I'd say, you know, if I made a mistake, at least make it at 100 miles an hour. And if you do, just come back the next play and do your best for that.
We're speaking to Dan Arnold of the New Orleans Saints, and darn, it feels good to say that. You know, Dan, I want to walk folks through a lot of your story. Boiling up until senior year, you transfer to North Dakota at Shanley, where you shine. You then forego an opportunity to walk on at North Dakota State to go play at UW-Platteville. You know, that's not a normal career path for an NFL player. You know that. I know that. The whole world knows that. At what point did you decide that you wanted to pursue this dream? Obviously, every football player dreams of dressing on Sundays. Not a lot of D3 athletes get there or can get on that path. Was there a crystallizing moment based on your performance there that, hey, I want to go with this? Do you remember that? Was it so slow and gradual of a process that you can't really identify a moment? I mean, I'm fascinated by when you decided that, hey, I don't care what the scouting report would say. I don't care what my resume says. I know I can do this, and I'm going to go pursue that. Is there a moment for you?
Yeah, I would say it was kind of a gradual thing, but that defining moment was definitely when we had gone home. This was after my junior year at Platteville, and I had been home just training during the summer, getting ready for the season, working at Walmart, pushing shopping carts for a summer job just to be able to pay through school. But, you know, Coach Munns, our offensive coordinator at Platteville, called me up and said, hey, it looks like we got some guys that might be coming through to see you and watch you at practice. And the following spring, I had had several scouts that had come. They watched me run a 40 and, talked to me a little bit. And that was kind of a moment where you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. But definitely when Coach Munns had notified me that there was scouts that were going to be coming through during our preseason training camp my senior year, and it was definitely kind of one of those moments where you're like, okay, if I got them to come in the building and did well enough in their eyes that they're going to come back and watch me during practice, that was kind of when you're like, all right, this is go time. Like, this might be doable, start pushing yourself more than you've ever pushed in your life if you want to make something like this happen.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Dan Arnold, a member of the New Orleans Saints and a State Line native. This past Saturday, I'm sure a really, really stressful day for a lot of reasons. Is there a moment where you're notified as one of those guys that, is talked about as being on the fringe, that they let you know you're going to be there through the end of the week and into the regular season? Is it just a no news is good news type situation? Take me behind that curtain of what that day's like.
Yeah, so it was kind of funny because it's a little like draft day, only the exact opposite, where if you get that phone call, they're going to call you in and they're going to sit down and talk to you. Coach Payton's going to sit down and talk to you and say, okay, this is the plan moving forward. And some guys, they'll say, we want to keep you around for the practice squad. We're going to cut you, yada, yada. Saturday and Sunday, it was just one of those things where it's like, okay, no call yet. I guess, we should be getting in the clear. And then still throughout the week, Monday and Tuesday, they make a lot of adjustments to the roster still. But it's definitely one of those things where you're kind of on edge a little bit. But at the same time, I had talked to some of the older guys on the roster, and a lot of them were like, at this point, all the hay is in the barn at this point, and you just got to trust that what you did during those four preseason games and all throughout training camp was enough that they said, okay, let's take a shot on this kid, or, let's give this kid a chance on a 53, or anything that they have an idea to keep you around and in the building. You just kind of trust that, you put in the work hard enough to do that and find a way to stay in the building. And I guess that's what I did.
And no question about it. Walk me through what this week that you're in right now has felt like, preparing as one of 53 instead of, those big numbers that are around in training camp. You I would imagine you're kind of grouped at ones, two, and threes. Obviously, you're in your position group meeting. Everyone's all together. Has it been any different just being in the part of that smaller group? Has the pressure and the intensity increased at all? How has this week been different from the four previous?
I guess it is a little bit different because, like I said, when you go down from 90 guys to 53, that's kind of a big jump. So it's definitely, you're taking a lot more reps during practice. And the biggest thing is the game plans become very much more narrowed down to, okay, these are the little details that we need to get straight in order to have success on Sunday. And definitely being on injured reserve last year and being in that whole process and seeing week by week, what our game changes are for, one opponent versus the other, it definitely gave me a feel. So I think, I'm pretty comfortable going into how the schedule runs now that we're going into the regular season. And I think it'll definitely help me for this upcoming season.
We're speaking with Dan Arnold, a member of the New Orleans Saints, going to be playing tight end for New Orleans starting on Sunday. And I want to take the clock back, Dan, and I hope this isn't too personal of a question just between you and me, but I think back to, late 2012, you and I were juniors in high school. We were in class together. We were signing up for senior year blow-off classes. After we did that, you moved on to North Dakota. You then moved on to Platteville. and we all know the story. If I had told you in late 2012 how your story was going to unfold, I don't think you could believe it entirely, but how much of this could you actually buy into? You know, the transfer of your senior year of high school, then moving on to Platteville, and then somehow getting a shot to play in the NFL, making the team. How much of that story would you have believed me if I had told you all this in 2012?
I probably would have thought you were a crazy man, to be honest. but definitely, I think the coolest thing has been, like you said, just looking back on it and realizing where I came from, and all the work that, you know, it puts a tear to my eye thinking about how much I had to work in order to get here. but definitely being, you know, I wouldn't have done it without a lot of the people that surrounded me in my life. And that's for sure. And it's really a testament to the coaches that I had throughout my life as well. And I couldn't have done it alone.
Well, that's what makes you the great guy that you are. That's why I was rooting for you so hard. My social media has just been plastered with anything with your name on it for the last month, just because so many people, myself included, have wanted to see you succeed and know how hard you work and know how much you deserve it. I wanted to get your story out here in your home area as much as humanly possible. The fact that amidst your prep week, you're still willing to make time is, again, a testament to the person you are. Talk about bringing a tear to your eye. I'm trying to get through this whole sentence without breaking down on you, because I know you got better things to do than hear me blubber. But Dan Arnold, thank you so much for everything you do for the community here, making us so proud, being an inspiration to everyone who takes an unconventional path to achieve their dreams. Stars don't matter. Hype doesn't matter. You can be anything you want to be. I think that's the message of the story here. And thank you for being a shining example to any young person who we're going to call on Friday nights here for the rest of this fall, that the sky truly is the limit and you don't have to listen to what anyone has to tell you. So I think that's your story, and I appreciate it so much. And I'll let you get back to your preparation.
Yeah, I appreciate being on, and look forward to speaking with you guys again.
Absolutely. That's Dan Arnold of the New Orleans Saints. We're going to hit a break. Don't go anywhere. More after this on Sports Fan Radio 1330.